The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Well, most folks could tell you Glen Canyon Dam is what makes up Lake Powell. Hoover Dam makes up Lake Mead, but what about the Davis Dam? You know the Davis Dam? Kind of a forgotten dam. It's just downstream. It makes up Lake Mojave. It began being constructed in 1951 as a requirement of the Water Treaty with Mexico signed in 1944. The lake extends 67 miles, relatively shallow compared to other states. The depth is only 100 feet, where Lake Mead is 530-plus feet. The reservoir itself is 1.8 million acre-feet of water, which is the exact amount allowed it to the CAP to pump out of the river every year.
The holding tank.
The holding tank.
The holding tank.
Coincidence? I don't know. I think not.
No. Well, Brent, I can't thank you enough for being willing to come in and share your family story about the wonderful and beautiful history of Arizona and Arizona Highways publication.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that someone is interested still in this work that my dad did so many years ago. I mean, literally over, 60 years ago, and it's just nice to see that appreciated.
Well, I was in the office of Arizona Highways, and I don't even remember why I was there, but the prior editor, Mr. Windholden, saw me, and he says, hey, I think it was... And he said, we've just cleaned out two storage rooms downstairs, and there's some boxes. Would you want to go through them? And I said, would I want to go through them? I said, give me the key. Get out of my way. Man, I was down in that dungeon for about 3 hours. But one of the stories that I brought out of there was the Hout family, two brothers who take a train from Texas, get off the train in Globe, and walk to Horton Springs. Homestead the property, walk back to Globe, get on the train, go get their wives and kids, come back to Globe. They did buy a wagon for the wife and kids, and then wagoned their way back to Horton Springs. And the Hout family to this day is still in that neighborhood.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the pioneering families that's still in the Payson area, very well established. And actually, the property that I have where I live now is part of that original homestead you mentioned. Right across the creek from where my place is where this old log cabin was on a property that they wound up taking that cabin. It was falling apart, and the current day property owner wanted to see it preserved, so they actually dismantled that old cabin and then reassembled it at the Green Valley Park there in Payson, right next to where the Zane Gray's cabin was also reproduced there. And it's called the Babe Hot Cabin, basically, this old log cabin. It's really cool.
Well, his biography, I believe written by his granddaughter, it's called Pioneers of the Rim. They talk about one of the kids breaking a leg, and the mom rode horseback with the kid to Payson, stagecoach to Phoenix, railroad to L.A., where she met an orthopedic surgeon, and they were gone, like, for almost 3 years, as I remember.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know, and Babe and the rest of the kids are still up at the house. They probably only hear from mom once a month or at best.
That's amazing. Actually, my mom's family came to Prescott in 1925, and her dad was a very avid hunter and fisherman and outdoorsman, and he actually knew Pappy Hot and did lion hunting with him in that rim country in the late 1920s, early 1930s. So I actually have a little bit of a connection there, too.
Oh, man.
They had it all to themselves back then. That's what I love about the pictures, is just the difference comparing what it is now. Those pictures are almost more interesting now to us because they just show where we've come from.
Well, and you guys talk about all these things. There's a great resource. Have you ever been down to the Barton Barr Library?
No, I haven't.
On Central Avenue? On the second floor, Dr. Dean from Grand Canyon University told me about this place. It's called the Arizona Room. And they have archives of Arizona Highways magazines, old topographic maps, copies of the Farmer's Almanac for Arizona from the 40s. I mean, it is a great place to just go learn about Arizona. Now, you can't take anything, you can't check anything out, but you can make copies. And there's even stuff that they don't even have on display because they've got so much. If you go through and you're like, I want this resource, well, that's down in the basement. And they'll, you know, you wait a few minutes, they'll go get it for you and bring it up. But all of these pictures you're talking about that you have of your dads are organized. I see a home for the future of them at this Arizona room at the Barton Barr Library.
That would probably
be a thought. Maybe somebody down there would help you.
Yeah, that'd probably be a great place for these things to end up, where they can be seen and appreciated, mm-hmm. and not just, you know, in dusty boxes in a storage room somewhere.
Well, I'm glad for our little collection you gave us. Thank you so much. That was so kind.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
They will be in a treasured place in my library forever. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
We got another pioneer coming in the next hour.
Outdoor Living Hour coming up next. Jay Harper will be joining us, and Gary D. did confirm we are drawing for Phoenix. We're off a little bit. We drew early for Prescott so that our staycation winner could be there the first Saturday of the month for the Christmas tree lighting. So we're drawing for Phoenix right now. Go to ArizonaStaycation.com, enter to win, and then after December 15th, we'll then be drawing for February for Christopher Creek.